on the headline. That's a misleading headline. Okay, three U.S. citizens, ages 4, 7, and 2, were not deported. Their mothers, who are legally in this country, were deported. The children went with their mothers. If those children are U.S. citizens, they can come back into the United States if there's their father or someone here who wants to assume them. But ultimately, who was deported was their mother, their mothers who were here illegally. The children just went with their mothers. But it wasn't like you guys make it sound like ICE agents kicked down the door and grabbed the 2-year-old and threw him on an airplane. That's misleading.
Yeah.
That's just not true.
Just to be clear, because I do want to get to the overhaul at the State Department. Is it the U.S. policy to deport children, even U.S. citizens, with their families? And I hear what you're saying, without due process. Just to be very clear there.
Well, No. Again, if someone's in this country unlawfully, illegally, that person gets deported. If that person is with a 2-year-old child or has a 2-year-old child and says, I want to take my child with me, well, then you have two choices. You can say, yes, of course you can take your child, whether they're a citizen or not, because it's your child. Or you can say, yes, you can go, but your child must stay behind. And then your headlines would read, U.S. holding hostage 2-year-old, 4-year-old, 7-year-old, while mother deported.